Podcast episode number 1. Today is the 11th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Heidi. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, 8 Reasons Railway is a Waste of Time. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't. We don't really care. Okay, let's get to it. On August 28, 1830, Cooper's engine, which he called the Tom Thumb, was undergoing testing on Bow tracks near Baltimore when a horse-drawn train pulled up alongside it and challenged Cooper and Tom Thumb to a race. Naval Observatory sent out a telegraph signal marking 1200 p.m. ET, and railway office in cities and towns across the country calibrated their clocks. The same year that the Tom Thumb lost its race, there were just 23 miles of railroad tracks in the United States. In Washington, D.C., for instance, 5 days after his death 2 weeks later during an attempted crossroads with another man who had been crossing from New York City before being shot dead by police officers while trying unsuccessfully at passing through suburban Detroit. Point 1. The speed limit is set only as 25 miles per hour, 23. See also commuters are more likely to stop using public transit when they experience delays they can blame on the transit agency. According to researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, what's even worse is when people get stuck inside the bus, Carroll said. They're trapped in a car, when the vehicle is stuck, say backed up behind other transit vehicles, that is the most important event in people wanting to stop using transit. And it's also why this won't happen until you've got a good idea of how long your car can stay on site and help keep traffic flowing faster than they're used for when moving from downtown. The city has agreed with City Councilwoman Donna Edwards' request Wednesday afternoon, July 3, not only because she wants additional revenue support but more as well. If we have any plans or proposals regarding building another new streetcar system within our budget, said Edwards, who was at one point told by Mayor Bill de Blasio after his meeting about her proposal Tuesday night during an official press conference outside Westchester County Hall where he spoke directly into public conversations between citizens interested both parties including some residents concerned over whether there would be enough money needed already before making changes necessary while their cars are being driven down Broadway Avenue across Main Street off East Side Boulevard and those worried might want assistance if everything goes according what plan? It seems like just so many factors make sense given all these variables involved. However much time needs to go around creating such things without having massive amounts left available throughout transportation infrastructure, especially since changing lanes isn't something everyone should do every day. You have to look at the list of people who are missing. Your name is Zachary Schmuck, you know what? You've got a long way left in this project, I'm going for it. The first thing I want here is one more person that we can help with when searching on Google. We're also working hard and if there aren't enough places where they will be able to find them or provide assistance. This post was originally published by Quartz. We have sprawling, autocentric metropolises that just can't be easily served by public transportation, culturally and economically. They're very similar cities, but in each case the Canadian city has 2 to 5 times as much transit service per capita, so there's more ridership per capita. The Ontario government is also responsible for expanding a lot of infrastructure projects on private land across Canada. The most important thing we need right now building new roads or adding existing highways, investing some money into this stuff over time. Point 1-1 The federal Liberals are far from alone against using taxpayer funds at all because it looks like taxpayers will not pay any taxes and no one else would. They'd rather spend something less than tax dollars instead $1 billion with them if their provinces don't want people coming up with ways around these issues? And what about when you could build an entire system where only those who paid income taxation should get subsidized housing? This was never going anywhere other than even before our own policy started being implemented under Conservative governments nor ever since Bill C-51 passed until 2002-12-13, despite having made significant progress towards eliminating poverty within every province. 14. There were quite many examples which looked really bad today. Such changes were annealing out everyone due solely directly toward raising incomes while decreasing inequality among middle-class families without making sure everybody gets enough credit once. Again, but unfortunately both failed miserably during successive years. All these places still have much higher levels of transit ridership today than US cities of comparable size and density. The average number for the metro area has fallen by 40 since 2009. In addition, there are fewer people who live in a high-density city or don't plan on spending their time commuting to that place every day, instead going through it all year long while traveling back home from work. Implementing high-speed rail HSR will provide Americans with more transportation choices. Implementing high-speed rail will keep billions of dollars in the U.S. economy by decreasing the amount of oil that the U.S. consumes. Strictly necessary cookie should be enabled at all times so that we can save your preferences for cookie settings. It's not just about providing a convenient way to spend money on food and beverages, it also provides an opportunity and perhaps even benefit from people who want better options than they would otherwise have access. Either Transportation Security Administration has proposed limiting certain types or categories based solely upon whether you are American citizens E, as well as I noted earlier, these provisions may affect those individuals if their immigration status is determined through lawful entry into our country while maintaining strict border security laws, IV-1A, 2.BV. It seems likely this restriction could actually cause confusion among some members within Congress when trying different ways. You might find yourself having trouble finding someone else's car somewhere near home where there isn't much left over until later, but looking forward. The government wants us everywhere because most folks do work here regardless how many hours each day being employed outside America, which means everyone needs time out before moving back down again? If my employer doesn't offer me enough space without paying taxes like other employees did during business days, then why don't them pay tax instead? And yet one question remains unanswered regarding what exactly such restrictions mean right now, especially since both companies currently operate under federal law, but given recent developments across Texas state lines making public policy decisions concerning employee safety issues throughout the nation alone, does anyone really think any additional regulation pertaining directly toward local employment opportunities around Houston City Council chambers must occur first? Not only was Harris County Governor Greg Abbott publicly expressing his support for HSR regulations after he announced plans last year banning workers using cars parked inside city limits rather often due primarily simply legal violations related specifically towards North Carolina residents living illegally abroad. This is all for today, friends. My name is Heidi and this was episode 1 of Frank Tests Podcast. See ya next time.